Please open your Bibles to the 40th Psalm during this Advent season. I'm wanting to read some of the Messianic Psalms. This is one that you may not think is one, but if you ask where is the reference to Jesus in Psalm 40, I would put it this way, where is Jesus directly speaking in Psalm 40? You'll find it in verses 7, 8, and 9. Behold, I have come. In the scroll of the book it is written of me. I delight to do your will, O my God. Your law is within my heart. I have told the glad news of deliverance in the great congregation. That is the Messiah speaking. That is the God-man, the Lord Jesus Christ. And it tells us, by the way, the book of Hebrews refers to that statement at a couple of different places, that Jesus is speaking in the Psalms as the one about whom is written that he has come to do the work of God and to declare his salvation in the midst of the people. I love the line when Hebrews echoes it. It has Jesus saying, here am I and the children whom God has given me. That's us. Now, when you and I, now what is true in an explicit way of a psalm like Psalm 40 is true generally of all the psalms. You think of a soloist who's singing a psalm and then the congregation joins into the soloist. My friends, the cantor of the psalmist is the Lord Jesus Christ. He sings them himself, and we join him through faith, and we enter into a song that is his, and in him it becomes ours. This psalm speaks of one crying for deliverance, and Jesus placed himself in a position where he needed to cry out for God's help and even his mercy. It actually has a line speaking about sin. Well, you and I know it's our sin that he took upon himself. This is our psalm because it was his psalm. He begins the singing, and we join into the chorus with him. Listen now to God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word, the 40th psalm. To the choir master, a psalm of David. I waited patiently for the Lord. He inclined to me and heard my cry. He drew me up from the pit of destruction, out of the miry bog. He set my feet upon a rock, making my steps secure. He put a new song in my mouth, a song of praise to our God. Many will see and fear and put their trust in the Lord. Blessed is the man who makes the Lord his trust, who does not turn to the proud, to those who go astray after a lie. You have multiplied, O Lord my God, your wondrous deeds and your thoughts towards us. None can compare with you. I will proclaim and tell of them, yet they are more than can be told. In sacrifice and offering you have not delighted, but you have given me an open ear. Burnt offering and sin offering you have not required. Then I said, behold, I have come. In the scroll of the book it is written of me. I delight to do your will, O my God. Your law is within my heart. I have told the glad news of deliverance in the great congregation. Behold, I have not restrained my lips, as you know, O Lord. I have not hidden your deliverance within my heart. I have spoken of your faithfulness and your salvation. I have not concealed your steadfast love and your faithfulness from the great congregation. As for you, O Lord, you will not restrain your mercy from me. Your steadfast love and your faithfulness will ever preserve me. For evils have encompassed me beyond numbers. My iniquities have overtaken me, and I cannot see. They are more than the hairs of my head. My heart fails me. Be pleased, O Lord, to deliver me. O Lord, make haste to help me. Let those be put to shame and disappointed altogether who seek to snatch away my life. Let those be turned back and brought to dishonor who delight in my hurt. Let those be appalled because of their shame, who say to me, aha, aha. But may all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. May those who love your salvation say continually, great is the Lord. As for me, I am poor and needy, but the Lord takes thought for me. You are my help and my deliverer. Do not delay, O my God. The grass withers, the flowers fall, and the word of our God abides forever. Amen.